Come on.
Welcome to Money Savage, a savage approach to personal finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome today's guest, the strong and powerful Jackie Beck. Jackie, are you ready to do this?
I am ready.
Awesome. Let's do this. Jackie is a debt freedom expert, personal finance writer, the creator of the app Pay Off Debt, a speaker and new media producer. She paid off $147,000 in debt and can help others do the same. I'm excited to have you on. Jackie, tell us a little bit about your personal life, so more about your work, and why it is you do what you do.
Sure. Well, I live here in Arizona, and basically I teach people how they can get out of debt without needing to put their lives on hold and spend years nose to the grindstone doing nothing but paying off debt. And I do that because it is just so amazing to be debt-free, and I would really like that for everyone who wants to do the same.
Yeah, I think that would be a really, really nice thing if Americans were able to be debt-free. Unfortunately, it seems as though we may be going the wrong direction. I remember not too long ago reading about how our credit card debt had crossed over $1 trillion. So it seems like we were headed in the right direction after the financial collapse, but slowly but surely we were able to rack up more credit card debt. Any idea why that is?
Well, I think it is that people get more comfortable. I mean, and this was the same for me too. I didn't really truly get focused on paying off debt until I had, you know, like personal crisis that really motivated me. You have to be super motivated to pay off debt. It has to be super important to you. And so when things are better financially, you know, people don't worry about their money as much. So I think it sort of makes sense that debt increases as the economy gets better because people don't stress out about it.
Yeah, we have short memories, right?
Exactly.
Kind of lulled back into sleep and feeling all right about things and start consuming a little bit more than maybe we should. So let's maybe talk about getting out of debt first. Perhaps that's the right way to go. And then from there, staying out of debt. So I saw on your website the idea that debt is not forever, and sort of adopting that mindset. If you would talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, your mindset is super important, because if you just go through life thinking, oh, well, I'm always going to have debt, debt's normal, everybody has debt, you're not going to change. But if you believe that debt doesn't have to be forever, and it definitely doesn't, then you feel more empowered to take action. You can start to look for alternatives. And so really changing your mindset is kind of the first step. You have to believe that it's possible to get out of debt. And, you know, you have to be able to be willing to do the work. But the work's not as terrible as some people think. So don't be stressed out by that. But mindset is definitely first. And then from there, you can, you know, start getting into the mechanics of it.
Got it. Yeah, I think that the starting point for probably anything worthwhile is going to be mindset and getting a clear picture of maybe what's most important to you and to your family and your community. I sometimes think that if we don't have a really clear sense of what we want, then we're going to let the media or other things or our neighbors or the Kardashians dictate what's really important to us. Do you think that people fall prey to that?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's really easy to, I mean, even with all the advertising, it's really easy to hear like see an ad or hear an ad somewhere and think, oh, I want that. And then you confuse like what you want right now with what you want most. And you really need to be focusing on what you want most. So I'm like a sucker for ads. So if I see some kind of, usually I hear it on the radio and like, I think, oh, that sounds really cool, I want to do that. And then I've learned to to tell myself, but wait, did I want to do this before I heard this ad? And like 99.9% of the time, the answer is no. So I just like think, well, I'll just forget about it. And, you know, or I'll think about this in another day or something like that. And most of the time I never think about it again. So it's easy to get sidetracked, but it's also relatively easy to kind of just pull yourself back, just give yourself a little reminder so that you can focus on what you want most. And that does mean knowing what you want most. You got to think about why do you want to be out of debt? What's your life going to be like when you're debt free? So it really helps to focus on that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's a great point. And if you are just buried underneath a ton of debt, it's probably hard to look past it and say, okay, wow, my life could be so much different than it is today. Any suggestions to people on how to clarify that, what that future might look like?
Well, I like to tell people to add up their monthly payments, not how much they owe, because I don't know, it's kind of overwhelming sometimes to see how much you owe, but to add up like how much they're paying each month towards debt. And then they see that amount and they're like, wow, that's so much. And from there, it's easy to think, well, what could I do if I had that much extra every month? And like if you had, I don't know, $500, $1,000, $2,000, whatever the amount is, it's easier to picture what you can do with that amount of extra money and how it would impact your life.
Got it. I think that's very, very wise advice right there. Instead of thinking about paying off $147,000, it's more a matter of what would I do with the extra what would I do with the extra monthly money that I have, whether that's income or whatever that I'm paying towards servicing debt right now. Okay, I got it.
Right.
So the actual mechanics of paying off debt, now that I have a clear sense of what I want for my family and my financial future, how do I get started?
Well, I always suggest that people start out by tracking their spending. For even if it's just a day, track every single thing that you spend money on, including bills that are auto-paid that day, you know, everything that you spend money on. And I suggest, you know, you write down what you spent and what you bought, and then just think about how you feel about it. Like each time you spend money, think about how you feel about it. And then just, you can write it in a notebook or on your phone or whatever. And at the end of the day, look through and again, think about how you felt about each of the things you spent money on. And that's eye-opening because a lot of people don't realize how much money they are spending. And also, a lot of people don't realize how many things they're spending money on that they don't really care about. And so if you look at it like that, it's easier to find things that you can stop spending money on and start sending that money towards debt because you don't care. They're not important to you. And sometimes you will also identify things that are really important to you. And that's really good to know too. Beyond tracking the spending, I really challenge everyone to do that for at least a day or a week or a month. But beyond that, the next most important thing in my mind is if you're already current on your bills, is to start building up an emergency fund. If you're not current on your bills, then you want to try and get current first and then build up an emergency fund. But the emergency fund, it's kind of funny. A lot of people get one built up and then they have an emergency and they're like, I don't want to use that money. I want to put on a credit card instead. And you're like, that's what the fund is for. It's sort of like a debt prevention fund. And so, you know, you use it for the emergency and also evaluate what the emergency is. Typically, when people start out, they have a lot of things that come up that they view as emergencies, and they're really more like unexpected expenses or things they forgot about. And so you just make a note like, oh, I had a flat tire. Well, now I know I need to have a small amount of money set aside to fix my car if it breaks down. Mm-hmm. So you can just start gradually. This is actually a way to gradually build up a budget, plan for the things, the expenses you're going to have. And so budgeting is important too. And obviously, you do need to send extra toward debt. And I recommend that people usually start out with debts from lowest balance to highest balance, just so that they can get the quick wins in, because you're more likely to stick with something if you see progress. And the one thing you have to do if you want to get out of debt is stick with it.
Yeah, there's no two ways about that. And getting little wins along the way, kind of like what you were saying, and developing momentum is certainly a very, very real thing. I love the idea of tracking your spending on a daily basis and then going back and reviewing it, and then just like you said, how did I feel about spending that money on the lunch or the coffee that I spent money on? And maybe it's a 10 out of 10, or maybe it's just a 3 out of 10, and you're like, okay, I could probably pretty easily get rid of that expenditure. So, And you wouldn't have even realized it, that you were doing things, just mindlessly doing it, which is probably true of a lot of things that we do. So,
oh, yeah. Humans are creatures of habit, for sure.
And another thing that I read about on your website, going back to the sort of, I guess, following through with what we're talking about, is changing your habits and actions. So, which is going to more of the how. So if you could elaborate a little bit on that.
Yeah. So like I said, you know, we are creatures of habits. So the biggest habit that people who are in debt have usually fallen into, unless it's like strictly medical debt, is that they have an emergency or they they needed money for something. And so they turn to debt as a solution. That's the main habit you have to break. If you want to get out of debt, you have to stop borrowing. And it's so like ingrained in people that money, that you can borrow money and it'll solve your problems, that they don't realize that actually borrowing money creates your problems. So there are other ways to solve your problems. So that's the biggest habit to break. And you want to just pretend that you can't borrow any extra money anymore, because eventually that will happen. You will get to the point where people will not lend you money. And so you can just pretend you're at that point already and think, okay, so what can I do instead? And you can maybe find ways to get the thing for free, or to wait, or to spend less, or to earn more money. You know, as long as you change the habit of looking toward debt as a solution, then you can start to make other changes that will really help move you forward.
That's awesome advice. I remember a couple of years ago that I was curious. I thought, well, what is the history of credit cards? How long have they been around for? How did they come to be in the first place? And how is it that when I was a freshman in college many years ago, there was a credit card offer, and I was given credit cards if I wanted to apply for them as an 18-year-old with no reason to be given any credit history or credit cards. And today, I mean, I have to imagine that practice is still going on, and it's like a drug dealer hooking somebody into becoming an addict, and then they keep using it and keep using it. So I very much appreciate what you're saying, getting rid of the idea that if an emergency happens, I'll just use credit. That's not healthy. So,
yeah, because credit is really another word for debt.
Right.
So,
yes.
Yeah. You want to avoid that.
If we started calling them debt cards, that would maybe be better.
Right. Exactly.
That's pretty funny. I am a firm believer in the role or the importance of having a supportive and encouraging community around changing any kind of lifestyle. If it's healthy eating or weight loss and getting out of debt, what role do you think that plays here?
Oh, I think it's huge. It can be so helpful. It definitely was for us when we were paying off our debt, to have people who are being supportive. I basically told everyone under the sun that we're paying off debt. Like, I talked about it all the time to anyone who would at least halfway listen to me, and it helped a lot. But I think a lot of people are they're like really embarrassed that they're in debt. They feel like that they've messed up their life somehow, instead of, I mean, so many people are in debt that it's kind of sad that people feel that way, but it's really common. And so, you know, if you're embarrassed about it, first off, you should know that lots of people are in debt. You're not the only one. And the good thing is that you are trying to get out. So you can also find like communities online that will help you. I have a couple of Facebook groups that people can talk about debt or any kind of money situations in. And it just, I would say just be open. The more you talk about it, the less stressed out you'll be. I think it can be super helpful.
Yeah, there's an enormous amount of shame surrounding money issues here and being in debt or losing money, whatever it might be.
Yeah, we're not perfect. No one's born knowing everything to do exactly right about money. That just doesn't ever happen. So I think it's interesting that considering the literally thousands of people that I talked to when we were getting out of debt, I mean, I wrote about it on the blog for anyone to look at. Nobody said, oh, you're a terrible person for borrowing all this money. All they ever said was, oh, that's so great that you're getting out of debt. There was like not one negative response. So it's kind of interesting.
That is very interesting. Well, excellent. Well, Jackie, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Okay, so if you only do one thing and you want to get out of debt, it is this: you should only spend money that you already have. So that means that if you're going to get paid on Friday and you want to buy something on the Monday before, you don't have the money, you wait till Friday till you have the money. You don't think, oh, I'm going to get paid, because we know, you know, you may not get paid. Who knows how the world works? But if you only spend money you already have, you're not going to go deeper into debt, and you will gradually be able to get out of debt as you continue to pay your existing debts down.
I love it. That is very, very, very simple and common sense information, but that's where we all need to start. If you don't have money, do not buy things.
There you go.
So that definitely gets a come on.
Come on.
So thank you for that. Well, Jackie, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you?
Well, you guys can find me on most of the major social media at Real Jackie Beck. And then my website is jackiebeck.com.
Fantastic. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Jackie your appreciation and find her on social media and check out her website. I know that I enjoyed everything that I found when I was reading through the information and her articles. And also share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Well, thank you again, Jackie.
Thanks for having me.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we're all in this together.
What's up, Savage Nation? Please support the show by subscribing, leave us a review, and definitely feel free to share us with somebody you think would like it. Come on!